24 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. You're tuned to 88 FM Radio, Life and Style from Ballito. And I have three beautiful guests in the studio. Most of my guests are beautiful. Some of us are beautiful on the inside. But we're all beautiful in our own way. But my guests are seriously beautiful. They are the winners of the Miss Ballito competition. And how lovely it is to welcome Shane Caldicott, Chloe Craig, and Lindiwe Kumalo to the afternoon show. How nice to see you all looking so, well, I suppose warm is the word. It's cold today. What happened to the weather?
I know, I have no idea. It's freezing.
So a huge congratulations to all of you because, well, here it is. Shay is Miss Ballito, Chloe is the first princess, and Lindiwe is the second princess. So all of you are winners. This is lovely. And what does it mean now to be crowned Miss Ballito 2023? That would be a question for you, Shay.
Thank you. Well, it's such an amazing accomplishment in my life, especially. It was really one of those personal goals that I got to hit. But like I always say, that I'm so proud of every single one of these goals. But as Miss Ballito, I'm so excited to be an influence to young women, to little girls, to everyone in the community as well, just to spread your love and kindness and help the community as much as you can. And I know majority, all of us girls, have the same mindset.
I just absolutely adore the fact that you use the words love and kindness as influence, because that's so important. I think those are especially kindness and love, they're pretty much interchangeable in that sense. The most important aspects and qualities that one could possibly ever aim at and go for and spread and share. How lovely is that? Have you always been a kind person?
Yes. Well, I like to think that I have always been a kind person. I've always wanted to help people as much as I could.
And do you think that was partly why they looked at and saw someone that was worthy of the title?
I'm sure that it was a factor that they looked at, as well as all of us girls having and sharing the same attributes of kindness and love. But I think it was a major, major thing that the judges looked for in our competition, yeah.
So it was a competition, and it is an ongoing competition, and obviously there's a friendly rivalry between you, but you all seem to get on really nicely. Is that the experience? Is that something that you experienced during the contest?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
It didn't really feel like a competition, huh? It felt like all of us girls just having one long...
Like a sisterhood.
Yeah, like a sisterhood.
Is that how you feel now?
Yeah, I think we all feel the same way, because as much as this is a competition, but at the end of the day, we share same values and same goals. So we all wanted the same goals. So we all wanted to bring about change in our communities. So I think that's what makes us have something in common.
And now, Lindiwe, you're talking about bringing about change in the community. What needs to change?
That's a tough one, but I think a lot of things need to change in our communities. We face different socioeconomic issues. So there's poverty, there's unemployment, there's mental health illness. I think Chloe was working on that. Her project was mostly based on mental health illness, of which it also comes in different forms. So I think also as girls, we share the same thing. We want to bring about change in the community, but also what change are we bringing? I had my projects, which was educational based. Chloe was doing something that is mental health related, and Shay was doing a dance course. So I think going forward, something that we want to do, we want to collaborate our projects into one big project, of which as much as education is important, but also we need to look after of our mental health. And how do we do that? Some people dance in a way to release stress. Some people read in a way to release stress. So I think going forward, we are going to, hopefully, we are going to collaborate our projects into one big project that is big and impactful to young people.
Well, I think that's marvelous, and I really salute you for thinking like that. It's much bigger to think collaboratively and collectively. We can do more together than we can individually. Mental health, this is a big buzzword of now. Some people still don't get it, that it's mental health.
What is mental health?
No, that's not for us. We'd rather be sick, real, or have an injury that we can. But mental health, we don't understand. Well, I think we're beginning to. I'm talking collaboratively and collectively. Yeah. But what are the mental health issues that are most concerning to you, Chloe?
Well, mental health can definitely be looked upon in many focal areas. I think in today's age, especially after COVID, we're a lot more open to talking about mental health, because it actually brings our community a lot closer together. But specifically with my project Prosperity, I focused on four main focal areas, and that is mental health in children, because they are our future leaders, and I truly
believe.
And
under huge pressure, there's so many pressures now, and I think social media has added to those pressures, but that's just my opinion.
100%. Social media has a massive impact on that, but also just, you know, we don't want our younger generation's minds corrupted with multiple issues that they might be having, and we want them to be the future leaders of, you know, today and so on like that.
But you are also future leaders.
Yes, 100%.
So it resonates. It's not just, we're not talking about little kids now. Mm. We're talking about young people.
Yes, no, 100%.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that we, I think, looking at Brand South Africa, you know, we've been through so much and we continue to go through so much, but I think that there are signs. I really do. I feel that there are signs that things are about to change for the better in our beloved country, and certainly listening to the way you are thinking as a collective of very bright young people that certainly are in a position now to influence others. This is good news as well. Yeah,
no, 100%. But, you know, it's not only with our younger community, including ourselves, that are struggling with mental health issues, but it's also elderly people, especially when they are put into elderly homes and they don't have many family members visiting them. They can have a huge mental health implication, especially also with their transition in their life, you know.
Did you know that loneliness is one of the biggest problems in the world today?
100%.
Who would have thought? I mean, now we're more connected than ever, are we not?
And
yet we're it's false, that connection through the phone or the machine or the, you know, whatever it is. That's not what we crave. Human beings crave connection with other sentient
people.
Beings, not imaginary things on the phone. And this is a terrible indictment on all of us. We're close and yet we've never been further apart. It's a big challenge that you're rising to, I can see. Because already you're talking collaboratively and collectively.
100%.
And this is hugely encouraging. So this competition, the 2023 Miss Bolito, is done and dusted. But I presume you will stay close to the organization. Is that the aim?
Yeah, of course. Definitely. I think that's the plan for everyone.
Yeah. We're also very, very involved with the Rotary Club in Zimbali and the Rotaract, which is a massive, massive thing that we, even all the finalists, are involved in. Just giving back to the community, getting as much support as we can. And I feel like it's a very big organization that just keeps us closely connected, as well as to people all around the world that share the same values and things that we do.
Well, it's been lovely to chat and to catch up and to congratulate you all, because I think very worthy winners, and what a kudos, if you like, for the Miss Bolito to have attracted such talent. And I mean that sincerely. You're all ambassadors for the competition and for the North Coast, and we salute you. Thank you for
thank
coming
you.
On to the afternoon show.
Thank
to
you
share
so
that.
Much.
Thank you for having us.
And a huge success for the future.
Thank you.
My very special guests, Shade Caldicott, Chloe Craig, and Lindiwe Kumalo, all have done us proud in the Miss Bolito 2023. Final, what advice do you have for those entering the competition for next year?
I definitely think that it's something that all women and girls should consider, because we have grown and bettered ourselves as women and people in such amazing ways. So I definitely think that if you do enter the Miss Bolito competition, have an open heart, open mind, be ready for change, because it will definitely change you for the better. I've seen it in all of us finalists.
Rock and roll on that. Coming from Miss Bolito 2023, Shay Caldicott, and First Princess Chloe Craig, Second Princess Lindiwe Kumalo. I'm Dave Charles. It's been so cool chatting. And the afternoon show continues on 88 FM, live from the center of Bolito.